Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, all sorts of pre-owned inventory. And it's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Excellent service department and sales staff as well. We got Brian Tripp today. You hear him on the sidelines during the Penn State broadcast with Steve and Jack. Of course, he's the voice of Penn State men's ice hockey and baseball. And we'll get into some hockey and football with him today later on in the show. Tomorrow, we got Rube from NBC Sports Philly, Ruben Frank, at 3:35. And we got CBS's Brad Nessler back with us at 4:35 tomorrow. Looking forward to checking back in with Brad as he gets ready for the SEC Championship game on CBS on Saturday between Georgia and Alabama. Of course, called the Iron Bowl last week, the four overtime come-from-behind win for Bama. So looking forward to talking with Brad tomorrow here on the show. But first, we continue what's been a whirlwind, we'll call it 48 hours or so now, for college football and the never-ending coaching carousel. I could not agree more with what Dennis Dodd said yesterday. If you missed the interview, check it out on our podcast and our social media pages, because that was tremendous. As Dennis always is, he was spot on yesterday when he mentioned about the hypocrisy that is in college football coaching right now. And it's so true. It really is. And that was even more confirmed today with Brian Kelly on the Dan Patrick Show earlier on WKOK. We'll play some of that audio a little bit later on. My biggest thing takeaway from that interview was, for those who heard it, was he was asked about what's been the last 72 hours been like for him. And then he openly mentioned to Dan Patrick that he was on a flight to Orange County, California for recruiting, still as the head coach of Notre Dame. But then on the flight back to South Bend, the contract with LSU was finalized. So then that's when he sent the text out to his teammate, to his team. He meets with the team the next morning. Then he goes right down to LSU. And that's where he is currently. I'll tell you, and this, the other stuff, too, that we've heard with Brian Kelly in the past, with when he was the coach at Central Michigan, Cincy, etc. Just the amount of goons this guy has is pretty remarkable. So I just thought Dennis Dodd was spot on. Then when it comes to the college football playoff, of course, that got announced last night, the latest rankings, which was no surprise. Georgia 1, Michigan 2, Bama 3, Cincy 4. But then you have OK State 5, Notre Dame 6. Figured that was going to be the top 6, just wasn't sure about the order between Bama and Cincinnati and then OK State and Notre Dame. And I know it's not fully on the decision, but I know it's but obviously was talked about a lot yesterday. We even talked about this with Dennis Dodd, and he's still trying to figure some things out in regards to this and the decision-making with Notre Dame. Should they be in or out because they don't have a head coach? No. To me, that would be totally irresponsible and would you'd be penalizing the team for something that's out of their control. They can't help that their head coach ditched them and went to the SEC. Now, say what you want about not playing a 13th game, not being in a conference. To some degree, I get that because I've been one of the few Notre Dame fans that have said this team needs to be fully in the ACC. There's no doubt about it. However, when it comes to how things are this year and how the things have been, there's only four teams. We're going by the side test thing. We're going by strength of schedule, this and that. And being a conference champion isn't necessarily the top dog as one would, a logical person would think.
You're just bitter.
Let's just say the bitterness is confirmed after all the stuff I've heard from Brian Kelly today. I don't know if you heard him talk to the media today, Steve, at all, but
no.
A lot of the stuff has been confirmed.
I don't waste my time. You know, I just don't want to waste my time with that stuff. I mean, look, okay, this is your head coach of Notre Dame, okay? Robert Sala, who's now currently the head coach of the New York Jets.
This is one of the stories I referenced just now. Yep, I know where you're going with this.
And Matt LaFleur. Okay, mm-hmm. But that's not the worst story. Okay, you know, and they both vowed they would never treat people like that if they ever got the chance. And Sala says, "Hey, look, LaFleur has stuck to that." He said, "LaFleur is incredible." But the last time I was at Notre Dame was 3 years ago, and I'm looking out at the Notre Dame practice field, and there's only one thing I thought of when I looked at that practice field. All I could think about was the young man who was on the lift on an incredibly windy day, shouldn't have been up there, and that lift blew down, and that young man died. And Brian Kelly's reaction as they were working on the young man on the field was to move practice to the other end of the field. Really? How about, like, stopping and canceling practice at that point? Okay? Whatever you were doing wasn't going to be that important. Okay? That's the only thing I thought of when I looked at the Notre Dame practice field. I've never forgotten that.
I totally forgot about that. That is a brilliant mention you bring that up. I mean, it's unfortunate, of course, what happened, but
awful.
That sums it up even more.
When I'm looking at that, when I went to Notre Dame, and I'm looking out, now I was at the Notre Dame practice field, I'm looking out at it, and my first thought was about that young man. And that guy didn't stop practice.
Yep,
he just kept on practice. He just moved to the other end.
Mm-hmm.
Really? What play were you running that was just so darn important? I have brought it up before, but a long time ago, and as Notre Dame has had success, I have stayed away from talking about it. Okay? And I've stayed away from talking about it because I thought, you know what? Don't pound that into the ground. Don't do that. But like you see all this stuff, you know, this is the guy. You know, everybody's got to be committed. We got to run through the wall. Yeah, you know, hey, you're not committed. You got to be all in on the team. You know, it turns out the guy that's not all in on the team was the guy standing up front. That's your guy.
Not anymore. That's LSU's guy now.
Yeah, wouldn't take long for you to sandbag him. All right. We do need to take one quick moment. I've been remiss in saying this. This is my fault completely. But for all of you out there who celebrate, happy Hanukkah. And I apologize for not mentioning it on Monday or Tuesday's show. I should have. So my deepest apologies for not recognizing that. But I want to make sure to all of you who celebrate the season, happy Hanukkah. Also, for the third night, Santa will be here. By the time the night is over, 15 children total will have talked to Santa. So, that is, there's a lot going on. In that regard. What is bad about this, there are so many unintended consequences in the new freedom that is out there for many college athletes. In fact, tonight Penn State will play Miami. Let me give you the name of Charlie Moore. Charlie Moore is a fine player. He's averaging like 10.7 points a game, something like that. Not bad, right? He's been a good player everywhere he's gone. And when I mean everywhere he's gone, Miami is his fourth team. No offense, that's everything that's wrong with this system. His fourth school. And this isn't somebody who went to UNC Wilmington, then he went to Western Kentucky, and he finally got to the Power Five. No, 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 no. Cal, Kansas, DePaul, Miami. This is fourth team. Really? But one of the unintended consequences in all this deals with the early signing date. You actually have a team that is ranked sixth in the college football playoff that has no coach. Really? How bizarre is that? And not only that, during the course of the week, all we have talked about so far is Brian Kelly, Lincoln Riley, money. We haven't once mentioned the games coming up this weekend. And I'm all about the games. But it's not as sexy to talk about the games. It's far more sexy to talk about Lincoln Riley getting $110 million. It's more, far more sexy about Lincoln Riley almost taking the LSU job. And then USC swooping in to get him. And then Brian Kelly was talking to USC and all of a sudden found out, wait a minute, you mean Riley's going to take that and taking the LSU job? We've talked about nothing but money all week. We haven't talked about the games. And now you got a scenario where Notre Dame is sitting at home in that sixth spot. And everybody, the one team that can lose this weekend and it has no effect on them at all is Georgia. Georgia is in no matter what. So Georgia can lose, they're in. Everybody else loses. Now it becomes an absolute mishmash. Because Houston could beat Cincinnati. Iowa could beat Michigan in the boring and one of the more boring games in the history of college football. I mean, that game will be dull. Just the way the two teams play. I mean, Alabama could beat Georgia. And Baylor could beat Oklahoma State. And sitting in the catbird seat, coachless, and not having to play a 13th game is Notre Dame. Okay. Well, it's the choice we make. Well, if you don't get in, it's because of the choice you made. I still wouldn't put them in. Because they wouldn't risk it. Everybody else had to risk it. You wouldn't. So, I mean, it's sitting back and backing in? Sorry. That doesn't fly well with me. Because you chose not to do it. And believe me, it's a little bit different if you happen to be a team that didn't qualify in your division because of tiebreakers, whatever, and had one loss and couldn't play, that's a little different because, okay, you got beat out for it, as opposed to making an absolute choice to do it this way. This is what we choose to do. Well, I'm sorry, but if that's what you choose to do, we choose not to take you. Rules are going to be the same for everybody. They choose not to play that way. Okay. That's fine. But that's all we've talked about this week is money. It's all we've talked about so far. By the way, the owners and the players had a negotiating session today in Major League Baseball. It lasted 7 minutes. Lockout tonight. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Okay, wait a minute. You're recruiting in L.A. yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, how does that work that you're recruiting, and then do you get on the plane and find out that you're taking over LSU? Yes?
Yes. Yeah, this is crazy.
So you're recruiting as Notre Dame's head coach, get on a plane, en route back to South Bend, you find out that this deal has been solidified.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
True story.
Who was on the plane with you?
My attorney.
That's smart. That's smart. Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and two pilots.
That would be the heads up, though. If your attorney is on the flight, Coach, that's not your normal recruiting trip.
No, I know, but we picked him up at the airport because it had already was starting to leak out.
So you land, and all of a sudden, you're no longer Notre Dame's head coach, and now you have...
I had resigned.
Oh, my God. And then, what, an hour and a half later, you get your kids together?
Yes. Yeah, we had sent out a text before we left Orange County, and then let them know that we would have a 7 a.m. team meeting.
My question is, did Notre Dame pay for the plane?
That's a very good question.
I mean, seriously, if you are leaving Notre Dame, I would tell the pilot, shut the engines down. He's got to find his own way back, along with his attorney. If Notre Dame's paying for the plane, there is no way I would allow that plane to take off with him and his attorney in it. I'd be like, sorry. The plane's coming back. It's empty. You need to find a commercial flight.
Again, the Gouliouns with this guy is just unbelievable.
Because obviously it's a private plane. Unless it's a booster. If it's a booster plane, that's different. But even a booster plane, I would say land it and fly commercially.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, great new inventory. Fabulous pre-owned inventory. And a great time to trade in. Trade in is worth so much right now. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. I know you're reconsidering going to the holiday get-together.
I just don't think the timing is going to work out. That's all.
I'm telling you, this is going to be incredible. I mean, evidently they've made a late ad. Croissants. Fabulous.
Oh, my almighty!
But he's only bringing a half dozen. Oh, seems like enough. Oh, I'll have to split them up. All right. Believe it or not, the high school football playoffs are still going on. We are up to the semifinals. And in Altoona at Mansion Park, Mount Lebanon, which is undefeated, is taking on State College Area High School, which beat Harrisburg last week in the 6A quarterfinals. So with that, we bring in the head coach of State High, Matt Lintel. Matt, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Steve, thanks for having me. Really appreciate all the support.
Well, this has been quite a journey. Not every journey is the same. This one's been completely different. Most high schools these days have limited numbers. You're fortunate you don't. What did depth mean at certain points of the season for you?
For sure. That was critical. We're fortunate that most years in 10th through 12th grades, we have about 90 kids that come out for the football team, and this year was no different. So we're very fortunate to have that, and obviously we did struggle with some injuries throughout, also some illness, and obviously things going on in that nature. So the depth really paid off, and not just in terms of having the next guy up mentality, but also in terms of just building that depth and experience throughout the year that has really helped us to develop some younger guys and some older guys that maybe didn't have as much experience from only playing six varsity football games last year. So that's really helped us out and really paid off down the stretch here.
Have you now that you've been able to get some people back, have you played a little differently because a couple of guys did develop to help you out?
Yeah, we kind of changed our identity a little bit. We've become a kind of a power run team, and taking our shots in the play action game. We've changed our personnel up a little bit. Traditionally, we're 11 personnel with one back and one tight end, and now we've been a little bit of 12 personnel and 13 personnel, and getting some extra big bodies and H-backs and tight ends on the field. So that's helped us out, and just being able to develop a real physical presence up front. Our guys up front have done a tremendous job, and we kind of had a few injuries and played around with a couple different combinations of the starting five up front, and we've kind of settled in up there, and adding those H-backs in has really helped us to be able to just play team-oriented football and really try to push the ball downfield that way.
Was there a point in the season where you threw the video on there and started looking at it to review your last game and said to yourself, you know what, I think now we've got something going here?
Yeah, I think we really just have gotten better and better each and every week throughout the year. And I think one of our big turning points was partway through a Carlisle game that we had, and then our Harrisburg game, which was really weeks 8 and 9, where our offensive line really started to take over, where we really developed a strong run game. And that helped us out tremendously. And I think that Harrisburg game, week 9, we're playing against an 8-1 team at that point in the season, and we play them down to the wire. And unfortunately, we lost that one, but it certainly we gained a lot. We learned a lot, and we fell forward, and that's really that was such a great learning experience for our kids to go out there. We'd have two really tough close losses, but the confidence that they gained from that experience, knowing that they could play with anybody, really gave us kind of a jump start into that playoff season.
Now when you get to this time of the year, and this past weekend was obviously a perfect example of it, how mentally tough has your team become?
You know, we're young, but they just believe in each other. They're a lot of fun. They're resilient. They're persistent. We're a 5-5 team at the end of the regular season, and here we are with four wins in a row. And just down to the wire, tight football games where they don't panic. They just kind of. Everybody does their job, and everybody's cheering on one another. And we've had a lot of guys rotating in and at various spots. But whether it's the quarterback position or whether it's wide receivers or tight ends or whatnot, and guys are just putting the team first. And I couldn't be more proud of the effort and confidence that they've built, and just the experiences that we've had so far. And we're really grateful.
It's always difficult because of. You know, things get leaked and they get out to the media before you can actually get in front of your guys. I did the best I could. I was on the road recruiting and things got, out to the media before. But I was able to send a note to my guys and then get in front of them yesterday at 7 a.m. and tell them I love them. And they know I love them. And I think they're one of the best four teams in the country. And they deserve to play in the college football playoffs.
No good! No good! No
back here on the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve is there in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, all sorts of pre-owned inventory. And it's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Excellent service department and sales staff as well. Just heard from the head coach of State College High School, as they take on Mount Lebanon this week. Matt Lintahl, the head coach of State High. And we got a couple other area, or I should say region teams, still alive in the semifinals. We got Southern Columbia here, of course, Friday night, taking on Northern Lehigh at Lehighton. And we have Jersey Shore taking on Aliquippa.
Jersey Shore.
Correct.
Jersey Shore.
Yes.
You mean the one the suit rips all the time?
That is correct. They are still in it. They got Aliquippa at Central Columbia on Friday night. So we got three regional teams still alive.
He rips them unmercifully.
S-U-I-T. That spells suit.
You wonder why we question whether he has a good feel for things.
Huh? F-O-U-L-E-D. That spells foul.
Exactly.
I mean, seriously. See, but I figured I'd change things up and we'd actually talk about a game. Huh?
Yeah.
Thought for a couple laughs we'd do that, you know?
Exactly. Hey, got to celebrate it. It's a big accomplishment for all those teams, especially State College.
Yeah, we're talking about a team, a game. I mean, nobody, no contracts, any of that stuff. I'm at USC. I'm in California with my attorney on the plane.
Oh, I know. Yeah, totally ridiculous.
If I'm Notre Dame, I tell them, land the plane in Provo and tell them, find your own way back.
Exactly.
That's what I would have done.
I'm right there with you.
You elect not to work for me, but I'm going to get you a ride home? Wrong. You're done. fact, we'll ship your stuff down to Baton Rouge. I mean, seriously, I mean, I'd be like, you're not riding our plane back. No way.
You know, what's interesting is Jack Swarbrick said in his press conference yesterday that they only talked the night before. So now I'm definitely curious.
About him leaving, or?
Just about where things were going, and it kind of sounded like he had a feeling something was coming. That's what it sounded like to me.
Well, Jack didn't read the room very well. It was coming all right. This stuff is crazy. I thought nobody had any money. Yeah, that's the biggest problem Major League Baseball's got right now. How much money have they doled out in the last 2.5 weeks? I think it's like $2.5 billion, right?
Correct, and it's not even some of the major market teams.
I know. So you're sitting there saying, we don't have any money, yet you doled out $2.5 billion, and then you look at the players and they say the system's broken, but you just got $2.5 billion. But we're locking out.
Oh, and by the way, we think all the teams should have equal share. Yeah, okay.
Well, there's got to be a better way of divvying up money. Because Major League Baseball is different than the NFL. The NFL divvies up all their national contract money because that is the money that pushes the envelope. So everybody gets a cut. And it's an equal share. But the money from CBS, NBC, CBS, ESPN, ABC, right? That's what drives the NFL. In Major League Baseball, yeah, they have a deal with TBS, which is very good. They have a deal with Fox, which is very good. But the driver is the local stuff. The Yankees with YES Network. And to be honest with you, it's their fault for not figuring out a way to divvy it up. Because the Yankees was, well, you know, yes, that's our network, you know, the whole thing, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? You aren't playing inter-squad scrimmages, buddy.
But my question has been through this whole thing. The NFL also has what's called a salary cap. Why is that so hard for Major League Baseball?
Players won't do it.
There it is. So do we really care about all the teams having an equal share? No. Max Scherzer's of the world, who's down there right now apparently with the negotiations, stop it.
He just got $137 million.
Exactly.
And he is an outlier because he got $137 million at the age of 37. One of the big complaints the players have had is that older players aren't getting the money. Now, let's be frank. The player that wrecked it for everybody is Albert Pujols. You have to be a fool to give a 10-year, $240 million deal to somebody of that age. Just like the Mariners were that way with Robinson Cano. Makes no sense. Zero. And that's what you're doing here. That wrecked it for everybody. Pujols was a shell of himself during that contract. 10 years? Really? Oh, what a great presence in the dugout. I'm like going, No offense. That's not why I'm paying you that kind of money. I'm paying you to be a presence that hits. I don't get it. I thought there would be no activity after the World Series. These people went crazy. $2.5 billion. Even the Marlins spent money. The Tigers signed Javi Baez. Really? This whole thing's bizarre.
This is Antonelli's Cheese Shop, and we're the Antonellis.
We chose our...
I'm sure you are. Who cares? Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I should play that, because I think they're going to be somebody that, like, provides, like, platters at the...
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Hey, Mertzi, want some cheese? That's all we got left there. But it's just, you know, I don't get it. We've entered a really weird time in sports. Really weird time. You know, we talked about all these contracts happening right now with coaches, which is an offshoot of the December 15th signing day. As I told you how many weeks ago, this was going to happen. Because everybody has to get it done now. Because you need to be able to recruit, sign people. You can't lose a recruiting class. But you even have high school players now opting out. A high school player opting out? I was an awful high school football player. I was good enough to start for my team, I mean, but, you know, for a couple of years. But I wasn't any good. Guess what? You need to take two guys to haul me off the field. There's no way I'd miss a game. Now I have high school athletes opting out. Opting out.
Doug, Matt, the chief, and I all tried very hard to get the suit to opt out. We thought it would be best for him. Kept finding his way back to the booth, though. Gotta give him credit.